Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I'm Dr. Joan. Today, I am honored to have Elizabeth and Sherry Mack as my guest. They are the Green Nurses, and they are two amazing nurses with decades of experience in many aspects of healthcare. I met these ladies several times when I went to the desert, and what I love about them is I can refer people who are looking for medical advice about cannabis. Bud tenders at dispensaries are good with basic education, but they're not medically trained. Even myself, I focus on lifestyle, wellness, and hot sex, but I'm not a medical professional. I want to tell you about Elizabeth Mack. Elizabeth founded Holistic Caring in 2016 to bridge the gap between the traditional and cannabis medicine through education, guidance, and supportive care for patients, which she does so well. As an educational provider for the Cannabis Board of Registered Nurses, she professionally personalizes, medical cannabis by equipping healthcare providers to have the necessary conversations with patients and to approach cannabis by emphasizing the holistic and functional medicine. I mean, her background is amazing. It includes decades of working in hospitals where she specialized in psychiatry, diabetes, and medical units. Prior to starting Holistic Caring, Elizabeth spent 20 years in operations and sales management for several health insurance carriers, including Anthem Blue Cross. She believes cannabinoid medicines offer a chance at healing, comfort, and wholeness in a more holistic, economic, and empowering way. She has her MBA in healthcare administration, a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. She's also a member of the Society of Cannabis Clinicians and serves on the boards of the American Cannabis Nursing Association, Los Angeles Normal, and the San Diego Cannabis Chamber of Commerce. I mean, she's just amazing. And I want you to really hear these credentials, because these are women who come from mainstream who have switched over to working with cannabis. So it's important to note that. Now, Sherry Mack is is an RN, is a leading force in the cannabis industry as a nurse, a patient, which you'll hear about, an advocate, and an activist. Sherry is a VP of Nursing at Holistic Caring and the founder of the Green Nurses. Sherry utilizes her 35-plus years of extensive nursing skills from the conventional system as a medical center specialist, clinical nurse liaison, and educator to bridge the gap between patients, traditional medical systems, and the cannabis community. Sherry mentors and educates other nurses and healthcare professionals on cannabis, the ECS system, and the safe utilization of cannabis at dispensaries, hospitals, clinics, and the cannabis events and seminars and expos around the world. She has her Bachelor of Science of Nursing from Boston College. Hey, I'm from the East Coast, so I know Boston College. She's a founding member of the Cannabis Nurses Network, the International Association of Psychiatric Nurses, and on the editorial advisory board for the Cannabis RX magazine. She's also, this woman is amazing. She's also on the board of directors for the American Cannabis Nurses Association and is a contributing author in the first cannabis nursing textbook. Sherry has a four-time award-winning podcast, the Green Nurses Podcast, where she shares compelling stories of healing, decreasing stigma around using plants as medicine, which is extremely important. So after all that, welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us. So much, Joan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, so appreciate you could be, no, that you could join me. And I mean, as I said, you have this background and the information you have is so important, especially for seniors who are many times there on several medications or may have more medical issues. I mean, for example, you know, most of the audience won't know that CBD can lower your blood pressure. I mean, this is one of the great benefits of cannabis, but how does it interact if you're on blood medication or, you know, blood pressure medication or other medications? So now let me throw it back to you, you know, to Elizabeth and Sherry, to be able to talk about this.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Joan. And just for the listeners, I'm Elizabeth. So as I speak, you'll know, be able to tell us apart. You know, seniors have the most to gain with respect to using medical cannabis, and, you know, a lot of them are on multiple pharmaceuticals because, you know, the older we get, the more our body tends to break down, and we visit the healthcare system, and we end up with pharmaceuticals, right? So, you know, with respect to blood pressure, let's just start there. And, you know, CBD is what we call a vasorelaxant. And what it does is it affects receptors on our cell membranes that help us relax those blood vessels, which will then help them to swell a little bit more easily instead of being so rigid, which will lower the blood pressure over time. It's not necessarily abruptly or automatically. You don't just take a dropper of CBD and have a drop in blood pressure, but cumulative dosing over time with seniors, you know, a couple of weeks or a month or a few months into treatment, they start to notice that their blood pressure is normalizing, and then that should get them back to their doctor's office and say, hey, maybe I need a little bit less of a dose, or maybe I don't need two to three blood pressure medicines and I can just do with one. So it's opening up a different conversation.
And I was actually, my name is Nurse Sherry Mack, a.k.a. the Green Nurse, and I was actually introduced to cannabis as medicine by a 70-year-old nurse who was retired. So my story is pretty compelling. So I was on the other side of the bed in 2012 and almost died. I was in the intensive care unit. My microbiome was wiped out, and I was on multiple pharmaceuticals. And over the course of 2 years, I became one of those patients that was on the merry-go-round of pills and procedures, getting nowhere. And I was very, very sick. I was suffering, and I wasn't able to engage in life. And so it was a nurse colleague friend of mine who was 70 years old, who had just retired, who came to my house with cannabis. And she disclosed to me that her father carried cannabis in his pharmacy prior to 1937.
Wow.
She also disclosed to me that she has been using cannabis every single day since the age of 17, and she wasn't on any pharmaceuticals, and she had never been hospitalized. So I had to look at that when I first started on my journey, because I was on 18 pharmaceuticals at one point in time, and I was truly not living my best life. So once cannabis was introduced to me and I was able to use it effectively, cannabis saved my life. CBD helped me heal without the high. And now we've developed a program that we can help others reach those new levels of wellness.
Well, let me, I have to, Sherry, a question for you. What was your reaction when this woman brought cannabis to you? Were you like, oh my God, no? Or, you know, it was like, what do I have to lose?
Yes, Joan. So I'm going to tell you. So I've explored cannabis recreationally in college and dabbled in it every now and then. But when I was sick and on 18 pharmaceuticals, I didn't know about cannabis as medicine. No one introduced it to me, so I had no idea. And actually, I was shocked when she brought me the cannabis joint and held it up in my face and said, Sherry, get with the program. Cannabis has been legal in Massachusetts since 2012. You are sick. You are suffering. You are dying. You don't deserve this. You deserve to feel good. And so at first, I was a little offended because I was like, how could this possibly work for me when the strongest medications aren't doing anything to help me? So, and she said to me, Sherry, you have nothing to lose. And she was right. I didn't. So when I first inhaled the cannabis, it relieved my pain after two puffs immediately.
Wow.
And I wasn't impaired and I wasn't high. It was very, very compelling to me. I was confused. I didn't understand it, but it worked immediately. So that propelled me to dive into the science, because as a nurse, if something works for me, gosh, it could possibly help and work for someone else. So I need to learn all about this, see how I can help myself, come off of these pharmaceuticals, and then help others.
Oh, that's great. And what, as you said, what a compelling story. And the fact that so many people, you know, you say a lot, even today's world, you say cannabis and people go, oh God, cannabis. Oh my God. You know, and as you all know, you know, it's not, it's still not legal. And I think about 60% of the cities in, you know, California. So that's great. Now, when you were talking about things with, cannabis and healthcare and what it did for you. Now, Elizabeth, just to switch back to Elizabeth a little bit, she was recently, once again, the guest on a webinar for the cancer support community in Redondo Beach, which, you know, it's known that cannabis can really help people going through cancer. So, Elizabeth, would you touch base on that for a minute or two?
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, it was a pleasure. I started speaking to the Redondo Beach Cancer Support Center in 2019.
Wow.
So it's been a few years of giving them basic training on how to utilize this sacred plant as a medicine. And, you know, back to the introductions, it was interesting how I fell into cannabis. You know, I crashed my bicycle, and I was out on leave having surgery, and I was at my chiropractor's office right after that surgery, about a week or so later. And the chiropractor adjusted me and said, why don't you have my medical massage therapist work out that shoulder and see how that works. And this woman was using CBD in the oil, and it was, you know, old school cannabis CBD from Humboldt, and it smelled funny. And I said, what is this? It smells. And she said, it's cannabis. And I said, well, why would you put cannabis on me? And she said, it's anti-inflammatory, it's going to reduce your pain, and it's going to help you push through physical therapy and get back to that pre-surgical arm faster. And I said, okay, sign me up and tell me more. And like Sherry, you know, I literally drove home, stopped off at the library and checked out every book on cannabis I could. And I started to read it. And my eyes opened and my mind was blown. And then I found PubMed. And I found the National Cancer Institute. And some of these mainstream periodicals that are online that were researching it. And I said, wow, if this is really true, I have to dedicate my new career to this. And I was running sales for Anthem Blue Cross for the county of San Diego, and I really said that this is something that has to happen because patients need access to this, and I know firsthand from 30 years in medicine and healthcare and insurance companies that healthcare is fundamentally flawed and broken, and people need these options. And so when I spoke at the Redondo Beach Cancer Center, you know, my whole idea with respect to people that don't know anything is when you go to the dispensaries, you need to have agency. You need to know the difference between CBD and THC, and you need to understand that most of your treatment plan is going to be about utilizing CBD as your first option and folding in THC as a secondary thing, and then going slow with that. We have that phrase, start low, go slow with THC. And then, you know, just introducing them to the different routes of administration. Sherry smoked, you know, and inhaled the first time, and I had a topical. And then very quickly after that, I started taking capsules and tinctures and CBD extract, the fully extracted cannabis oil syringes of really good plant CBD. And so, you know, my job when I go speak at somewhere is really to say, you know, cannabis is not one thing. And you need to understand the components of the plant and how you can take this plant in many different options. And then, you know, as far as oncology, we're in the forefront of this, but it is coming where, you know, we're able to talk about, you know, shrinking tumor cells, inhibiting the cancer cells from feeding, and then, you know, stopping it from spreading and proliferating and metastasizing. But Sherry has a lot more experience. She's an oncology nurse. I was never in oncology, but I'll let her speak a little bit to this as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I have done oncology nursing back in the conventional system. And so then coming here into the cannabis space, working with patients. So now we are seeing patients, and we've taken care of a lot of patients that have had
cancer and have done really well and want to share a couple of different stories if you're open to hearing them.
Oh, absolutely. We want stories.
Okay. So the very first patient that I took care of that had cancer, he had stage 4 lung cancer.
Ooh.
And he literally was on a feeding tube. He had a tracheostomy. He was on 100 milligrams of morphine a day, and he was suffering. And I got called from the hospice and palliative care to come and see him to teach him how to use cannabis as medicine. And so the nurse was there, the sister was there, and the social worker was there, and we educated, and he had some donated high THC full extract cannabis oil. And as we educated him, he took a dose, and we sat there and watched what happened as the medicine started to work. And he went from sitting slouched down in the chair to actually sitting up straight and actually looking for something to eat. So cannabis improved the quality of his life at the end of life. It didn't cure him, but he had a really positive death. He was able to manage his symptoms. He was able to spend time with his friends, his family, do legacy work, and he had a good death. Another patient that we took care of, same thing. She had stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, my God.
Chemo failed her. Radiation failed her. She was sent home on hospice. She was in a wheelchair. She was unable to walk, barely eating. And so I went to her home and started to work with her. Her family bought her all kinds of cannabis products. And I had a heart-to-heart with her because it isn't about me. It was about her. And so she said to me, Sherry, I know I'm at the end of my life. I just want some cannabis to help me feel good. I just want to have some pain management. I want to sleep a little bit. And I want to spend some time with my family. So we started her off on some CBD oil in the daytime and a little bit of THC at night just to manage and palliate her symptoms so she could have a good death at the end of her life. Well, what ended up happening was she didn't die. The cannabis did what it was supposed to do. And she now, 5 months later, after starting cannabis, her cancer went away and there was no evidence of disease. So she called me up from her oncology office, and she asked if we could help her come off of pharmaceuticals. And so that's what we did, is we helped her come off the pharmaceuticals that she didn't need to be on, and she remains cancer-free today.
Wow.
Our podcast to share her compelling story as well.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's the thing that I didn't even realize how beneficial cannabis was medically until the last few years. So that you're doing that. But let's get back a little bit. So we know your backgrounds. We know this works very, very well, you know, with cancer. Could you provide some information on some of the basics about receptors? And also we're talking THC, CBD. There's other cannabinoids and terpenes. And, you know, a lot of people, the audience won't know what these are.
Okay. So we have an endocannabinoid system, not because of the cannabis plant, but because we make molecules in our body very similar to the plant. And how I like to educate on it is for people to imagine that their body is an umbrella. So just imagine all the spokes of the umbrella are your different organ systems, and the fabric pieces of the umbrella that attach to the spokes of the umbrella are the different neurotransmitter signaling systems. We all have them, dopamine signaling, serotonin signaling, opioid signaling, GABA and glutamate, TRPV1, epinephrine, norepinephrine. So there's a lot of signaling systems that give messages to tell your body to do something or not do something. So just imagine that umbrella, and the endocannabinoid system blankets on top of the entire umbrella because we have cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2 receptors, on all of the cell surfaces of all of our organ systems, and we have cannabinoid receptors at the neurotransmitter signaling junction sites. We produce internal endogenous cannabinoids, very similar to the cannabis plant, upon demand to provide homeostasis or balance, to keep our umbrella going up and down nicely, to keep all of our systems auto-regulating. The endocannabinoid system signals both the fight or flight response and the relaxation response. And we heal best when we're in the relaxation response. So think of the endocannabinoid system turning down the volume on pain, turning down the volume on anxiety, turning down the volume on things that go wrong, right? It's trying to correct cell signaling. Do you have anything to add, Elizabeth? yeah, it's a word that I love called pleiotropic. And pleiotropic is a scientific term that means that it has multiple aspects on every one of our physiological systems, right? So, you know, our neuromuscular system, our immune system, our digestive system. And when we think about inflammation, that's the number one cause of dis-ease and discomfort in the body and the mind. And cannabinoids are very potent anti-inflammatories. CBD, CBDA, some of these compounds, THC, THCA, and we can break those down in a little bit as well. They're all very anti-inflammatory. And so when we take these compounds systemically into our body and they float around, that's why it works on so many different conditions all at the same time. It's that pleiotropic nature. So as it's going through the gut, it's healing some of the dysfunction in the gut. It's healing some of the inflammation in the brain, helping us think smoother and more concretely. It's helping us soothe anxiety and some of the fire that gets on in the brain as we're stressed. It's helping our heart to calm down and be more regulated and the blood vessels and et cetera. And then, of course, cancer cells are immune cells that have gone rogue, essentially.
Okay, can I just...
reprogram that.
Yeah. Okay, so, thank you. Can I stop you right there for a second? Yeah, because we need to do one of those things you have to do is we have to go to a commercial break. But when you come back, I want you to continue on that discussion and talk about the many benefits, talk about what you were talking about and the many benefits of cannabis and how it helps you live your best life.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life with my guests today, Sherry and Elizabeth Mack, the Green Nurses. They are amazing. And I was so sorry I had to cut them off so abruptly before, because there's so much information that they're giving us that, you know, I just want them to keep on talking, but we do have these commercial breaks that we need to do. Now, one of the things I want to say is when I heard you out in the desert speaking to our trade association out there, you really set the idea of homeocentesis and the umbrella, and the fact it was like, with doing the homeosynthesis or balancing, it's like our body is telling us we need something, and what does it need? To me, it's kind of like if people know that occasionally you have to take a vitamin because your body is just out of whack with the type of vitamin that you need. It made me realize what cannabis can really do. So if you could kind of go from talk about that, and because I think if people can really comprehend that, and then let's talk about some of the common medical conditions that cannabis can help with.
Sure. So yeah, I'll jump back in and talk about, you know, we have to talk about prohibition just briefly. 1937, cannabis and hemp was prohibited and taxed out of existence, and Americans started to get sicker because we used to graze our animals on hemp and the byproducts of growing hemp. And when we took it out of the food supply, people started to get sicker because, you know, we're supposed to have a relationship with this plant. We've used it for tens of thousands of years in multiple ways. And what happens is that we get a deficiency. So one of the most famous clinicians in this field, his name is Ethan Russo. He's a physician, neurologist, MPH scientist. And he coined the term clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome. And what that means is, you know, as you just alluded to, if somebody is low on vitamin D, we supplement them, right? And so we need a certain level of vitamin D in our system to have everything work well in our nervous and our immune system. And so if we're not getting enough from our diet and getting in the sun, we need a supplement. Cannabis works the same way. These phytonutrients, the plant nutrients from growing cannabis plants, can be taken in a multitude of ways, which we talked about a little bit already. But essentially, when you ingest this plant and you get it into the systemic circulation, it does start to make a difference in healing you and bringing you back to homeostasis, is the term that we like to use. And homeostasis is, you know, imagine two kids on a seesaw, and they're at the exact same weight, and they're having a ball because everything works. And if they both stay steady, the seesaw is just sitting there right perfectly balanced. That's how our body is supposed to be. But when we have a deficiency in our endocannabinoid system, you've got, you know, a 100-pound kid and a 40-pound kid, and it just doesn't work so well. And that's what we look like with our chronic disease in America, right? One out of two Americans is struggling with chronic disease. One out of four has chronic pain. We have metabolic syndrome. You know, and going back to CBD and the pleiotropic use of that, CBD, THCV can reduce insulin resistance. It can help mitigate diabetes, obesity, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and help people lose weight so that they can, you know, move more. You know, what are the things when I start sit down and talk to somebody, I'm like, what are your goals? How do you want this plant to work for you? And then I'll educate you on how we might get there together. With lifestyle medications and lifestyle supplementing, as well as using cannabinoids and other supplements. And really it's about getting somebody to be able to move, getting somebody to be able to eat healthier. And believe it or not, long-term use of CBD starts to change the palate. People start to crave healthier foods, which then helps on the nutritional side. But we've also got to help with movement. We've also got to help with rest. We've also got to help with connection and getting people to that grounded position of strength and balance and emotional well-being so they can show up better. And CBD, as the anti-inflammatory in the brain, directly activating serotonin signaling, helps to be able to reduce stress and improve mental health. So on so many different ways, we can just say that this is, you know, that workhorse that is going to bring us back to a better state of health.
And one of the things that I would like to add about the endocannabinoid deficiency is the causes of it, right? So we don't die of old age. We die of old age-related diseases caused by inflammation, and it generally has to do with lifestyle. So if people have an endocannabinoid deficiency, it generally has to do with eating, right? Fast food, fried food, fake food, artificial flavors, artificial coloring, trans fat, hydrogenated oils, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar.
You mean the American diet?
Diet. Endocannabinoid deficiency. The American diet. The American diet. Alcohol is toxic to all 11 organ systems, our immune system, and all the neurotransmitter signaling systems. Alcohol causes an endocannabinoid deficiency. Polypharmacy. People that take five or more medications is considered to be polypharmacy. Five or more medications that you take, there's a 50% chance that they're interacting. 10 or more medications, there's a 100% chance that they're interacting. And what a lot of people don't understand is the pharmaceuticals cause a drug nutrient depletion. So if you're not supplementing or eating a healthy diet, you're going to further down-regulate your endocannabinoid system. Smoking cigarettes is bad. right? Not exercising, not sleeping, not managing your stress. All of these things can cause an endocannabinoid deficiency. So when we're working with people, it's not just about cannabis and CBD. It's also about lifestyle as medicine and incorporating healthy lifestyle choices to support the cannabis therapeutic journey.
Wow. That, can I say, that's just amazing, because when you think about that, you know, people talk about taking cannabis and they think that you're just getting high from it. Not that there's anything wrong with getting high, but, you know, from, you know, because that's fun occasionally, and especially if you're replacing, like I replaced alcohol with cannabis, so I stopped drinking almost 3 years ago. You know, so that's important, but what it's doing and the fact that we were naturally getting it before in our foods, back in 1930 and before. I mean, that just amazes me. Now, before I forget, as I said, I have peripheral neuropathy and a little bit of arthritis. So I'm dealing with these. You know, can the CBD cannabis help me with these?
Yes. So I want to get back to the high thing and the THC thing that you had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I like to talk about when we're discussing about THC and high is I like people to think about H is for hope, I is for inspiration, G is for growth, and H is for healing, right? Euphoria is not a crime. Dysphoria is, right? So it's okay to feel good, and you don't need a lot of THC to use it as medicine. So when we're working with people, we teach THC microdosing as functional medicine. So it's a game changer for so many people that have chronic pain, that have issues with sleep, that have issues with nausea, and that want to wean off opiates. And when you think about 130 Americans die from opiate overdoses every single day.
Wow.
Right? That's a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of people that are struggling, you know, So cannabis does help with peripheral neuropathy and arthritis, and there's a lot of different ways to work with the plant. And generally, we like people to take a nice, good CBD oil. You know, it's tinctures, topicals, capsules, and gummies. You know, we want the tinctures are a little bit shorter acting. Yeah, we don't promote inhalation, you know, as medicine. Inhalation is good for as needed, but for the most part, if you have peripheral neuropathy or arthritis, you can take a good tincture and a capsule and a topical, or a tincture and a gummy and a topical, a combined approach. We call it stacking products.
Okay. Now, with that stacking products, we have to talk about getting back to another commercial. And when we'll get back, we can talk a little bit more about that. So off to commercial, and thank you very much, because it's we're going to be – oh, and we're also going to be talking about sex in the next segment, too. I love that.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. And in this segment, I'm still talking with Elizabeth and Sherry Mack. They are the Green Nurses. And we're going to be still talking about some of the other things, but we're also going to make sure that we discuss one of my favorite topics, which is sex, and how cannabis can add more pleasure to your lovemaking. But before we go into that, I want to mention that Elizabeth and Sherry are really very serious about educating people on cannabis and health. In fact, they provide free information at the Holistic Caring Network. They have CBD care plans at Bloom Hemp. That's bloomhemp.com/services. They have a 7-page medical cannabis guide at holisticcaring.com/free-guide. And then they have what is amazing to me, a network for more learning run by nurses and their pharmacist, where you can go to network.holisticcaring.com. I mean, one of the things I love is I can refer people to them and they can call and they can find out what they need. So you're not just, it's not just trial and error initially. I mean, there's still some trial and error of what works for you because all of our bodies are different, but they have trained professionals there that know what they're talking about and know about the medication you're taking and know about your condition. So there's just such an amazing, valuable resource. So if you can talk just a little bit more maybe about your nurses. I mean, I love that and some of your products.
Well, sure. Yeah, and just to finish up, a quick thing on the product stacking. Well, you mentioned Bloom Hemp. There's about 30 different products at Bloom Hemp from all different kinds of product lines. And that kind of folds into the stacking. 8 different tinctures, a couple of different kinds of capsules, a couple of different kinds of gummies, 6 different topicals, some isolate formulations, etc., right? And so, that just goes to how, you know, when we talk about peripheral neuropathy, you know, you want to have medicines on the inside that are sort of resetting the switches of balance and regulating the communication between cells, which is going to help to repair the nerve endings in our cells that are causing that pain in the neuropathy. And then you want something on the outside, a good balm and a salve and a topical that you put directly on localized areas where there is pain, et cetera, right? And at bloomhemp.com, there is a free email care plan. If you click the services tab, then you can just fill out a few questions on the intake form, and then we'll email you back, customized, education as well as product recommendations just for you on a couple of different products to get started. And then you can just fold in things one at a time or a couple at a time. I always allude to having a toolkit. All of the clients that we work with really need to have, you know, one or two of every route of administration, from, you know, the vape pens to the gummies to the capsules to the tinctures to the topicals. And then that way they have something that they're able to pull from no matter what's going on with them, and then understanding that it's a cumulative daily basis where they need to be medicating themselves, et cetera. So, and then as far as the nurse training, holistic caring programs, we are training nurses and other healthcare professionals. We have 30 hours of continuing education for nurses. So if you got any retired nurses out there that want a second career helping others understand this, we'd love to train them. We've got 50% off for the rest of the month on all programs at holisticcaring.com. And we have patient programs that are little mini modules on how to use cannabinoids specifically for cancer, autoimmune conditions, mental health, chronic pain, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, etc. So check that out as well.
Yeah. And we're really, really excited because in September 27th, 2023, the American Nurses Association, which represents 5 million nurses, just recognized cannabis nursing as a specialty, which
wow.
is really, really significant.
Yeah.
So nurses are going to be able to sit to get board certified. And Elizabeth and I, Elizabeth has written curriculum and we're updating it, so nurses will be able to sit and take that exam. We're very, very excited about that.
Oh.
And prior to that, in 2018, the National Council of State Boards of Nursing, which is the nursing regulatory board that puts out the exam for all nurses to take, they wrote in a 64-page document in the Journal of Nursing Regulation that all nurses must have 6 essential areas of knowledge when it comes to cannabis as medicine. And so our course teaches to all those 6 essential areas of knowledge and also teaches nurses all the skills that they need so that they can hang out their own shingle and start their own coaching and consulting in their communities to help patients.
Or be the resource where they are working already, at a hospital, at a health plan, at a community clinic, etc. Nurses need to learn all of this. And you know what? Doctors aren't getting trained because doctors write the FDA-prescribed pharmaceuticals, right? It really is different. And somebody asked me that, to close out the Redondo Beach Cancer Center support group that I did. And, you know, are doctors being trained in this? Somewhat, but only 15% of medical schools or nursing schools in this country are right now teaching anything about the endocannabinoid system. So many doctors are learning from their patients, as we did, learning from other caregivers in the community, but that was a decade ago, and there is a lot of research, and we've read just about everything out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's why, as I said, I send people there because people will contact me. I'm going, hey, I'm not a healthcare professional. So, and having you as a resource. And also one of the things like last month, on this show, I discussed a lot of the biological basics of sex hormones, erectile dysfunction, and the thing is that we're not going to have a lot of time today to talk about it, but I am going to be, I was on your show. And I was a guest on the Green Nurses podcast, and you can find this on their website and YouTube. So that we talked, the whole show was about sex. So you'll get more information there. And their show, this is exciting. I'm just starting my show, but this is the 7th year of their podcasting, the Green Nurses. And Nurse Shuri really gets into details. And she helps, it's a mandate, as you mentioned, that nurses have 6 key areas of knowledge. And she spotlights the transformation healing narrative and provides all of this information. So we're going to be able to, you'll hear more information on that. But let's get back to, in the few minutes we have left with you two, is there something else that you would like me to, like to be talking about?
Well, I'll just wrap up. Our show with you is amazing. Joan, you just did an amazing job. We really loved highlighting you. And, the bottom line when it comes to utilizing cannabis for sexual enhancement is, more relaxation and decreasing stress enhances intimacy, right? More CBD can improve blood flow, and THC can help arousal. Women in particular can do very, very well with cannabinoids and sex. Men have to be just a little bit careful because if they take too much, then they may not perform as efficiently.
Okay. And the industry, it's called the stoner boner, to be a little crude. Okay. Well, I just got notice that we have 60 seconds and we have to wrap up. And I just want to thank you so, so much for being on my show and giving my audience the information and also to be a resource so that people know how, to reach you. They know that there's people they can talk to. And also one of the things, since a lot of your product is CBD based, it can be shipped almost anywhere in the country. So they don't even have to go to a dispensary. And you can help them. And that's a lot, because a lot of times there's not a dispensary around. And also you want to help people across the country and not just in cannabis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Bloom Hemp ships to all 50 states, and you get the package within 3 to 5 days in your mailbox.
That's fantastic.
Organic CBD. We have a free nurse line where a pharmacist or one of our nurses, Elizabeth and I, answer the phone, free care plans, and we have a free network to tie it all together so people can continue to learn.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much for being on my show, and I look forward to seeing you all soon. But now it's time for a commercial break. When we come back, I will be talking about Redondo.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. And I want to once again thank Sherry and Elizabeth Mack, the Green Nurses, for being my guest and talking about all the benefits of cannabis and, you know, and the information they can provide from a medical perspective. Just that's what I want to be doing, is getting the information out to you so you know that more about it, and there's resources for you. Now, speaking about cannabis. You know, even with this city, the Redondo Beach city, working on legalizing cannabis dispensaries, sadly, it will probably be another 18 to 24 months before this happens. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, this is so annoying, since adult use cannabis has been legal since 2016 in California. And I've been advocating for legal cannabis in Redondo since 2017. But it is what it is, so we still need to leave Redondo to buy cannabis, and the city is missing out in sales tax. Because of all this, and there is a new California Senate Bill 1186 that prevents California cities from prohibiting medical cannabis delivery. You know, so you can't, any other kind of delivery is still illegal and it makes you a criminal. But now medical delivery is going to be there. And my first guest on my show was Jonathan Vetko and BuyMoreWeed.com, which is a cannabis delivery service. And Jonathan and I will be holding cannabis education events. We are looking for venues that can accommodate, let's say, 15 to 50 people. So please email me if you have a venue that may work. And that's joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Oh, by the way, since Redondo Beach is going to be the only city in the South Bay that will have cannabis dispensaries, the companies that are circling around Redondo. It's really quite interesting because I've been meeting with a few of the companies and they've been reaching out to me because I want to be their community outreach representative. So as I want to be meeting with more of the companies and I want to choose the one that I feel will be best for our city. So if you are one of these companies and looking for a community leader to spread the word about your company, please contact me. Also know that adult use delivery has become legal in Hermosa Beach, effective January 1st of this year. So if you live or are visiting in Hermosa, you can have cannabis legally delivered to you. Yay! Also, on another subject, the Summer Festival in Riviera Village is at the end of June. This is my birthday weekend, so I will be at the beer garden dancing to some of my favorite bands. In fact, speaking about dancing, if you live in Redondo, you know that many great local bands. My current favorites include Feed the Kitty, I love that name, Max 80s, and of course, Cherise Ray and Friends. Cherise Ray and Steve Smythe wrote and recorded the theme song for my show, Living Your Best Life, Flying High, Flying High. In fact, they have a show on Healthy Life .net, Cherise and Steve Unplugged, which airs the fourth Tuesday of the month. Let's see what else I wanted to... Oh, with bands. Jay, you know, I didn't mention your band. Tell me a little bit about... Jay Cruz is a program director here and has a band. So tell me about your band.
Well, thanks for mentioning us, Joan. The name of the band is Five Long Years. We've been together about that long, but been playing out about the last year and a half, 2 years. We finally found the missing link, our guitarist. We're a 70s, 80s classic rock cover band, and you know, we have a lot of fun with it. We're not out to be major famous people or make a lot of money. We just like playing music, and we enjoy the songs we play. I would say we're kind of a B-side classic rock band. We'll play mainstream artists, but maybe not their biggest hit. Maybe something a little deeper, or maybe more of a surprise track from our band. But we're called Five Long Years. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, and hopefully we'll have a show booked here pretty soon. Just right now we're kind of in the midst of getting some stuff together. So.
Okay, great. Well, I look forward to listening to your band. And, of course, I'm assuming I can dance to it.
Yeah.
As long as I can dance to a band. Well, thank you. And Jay keeps me on track here, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really excited because I found out that just in the few short months that Your Best Life has been on air, we became the fifth most downloaded show, and in March had over 115,000 views. I was blown away when Linda told me that. Well, of course, you know, sex and cannabis, you know, it always sells. People like to hear about that. So I want to thank all of you who have listened to my show. And also now it gives me a chance I can go start look for advertisers. I mean, it's great that HealthyLife.net will accept cannabis advertisers. A lot of mainstream will not accept cannabis advertisers. So if you're interested in advertising, email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Also, check out my blogs on my site, Dr. Joan Irvine, and click on Ask Dr. Joan. And I have another big I have so many announcements, I may not be able to get them in. I have a big announcement. The last few years, I've limited my private hypnotherapy practice. However, starting in a month or so, I will be accepting a few clients and will be seeing them at an office in Riviera Village. So if you're interested to schedule an appointment, once again, contact me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. You know, just as with cannabis, people, when you talk about sex, people get, ooh, what's going on? Actually, some of the landlords I talked to said, now, what do you do during your hypnotherapy sessions? Just to let you know, I work with the mind. I'm not a surrogate. There's no surrogate there. So, but they were worried that there was going to be orgies or something like that. No, that's not going to happen. Keep the Esplanade. Let me switch back to Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. How much time do I have to go through this?
A minute and a half.
Okay. I'll cut through a lot of it. And just to let you know that I'm really excited because Leadership Redondo, class, their class video was on Leadership Redondo. and they interviewed me and Keep the Esplanade Beautiful because I am an alumni, and they're going to premiere that video at the State of the City. So I am really excited about that. Also, Michelle Brown and Jennifer Goldstein, who are two amazing real estate women who I know through the Chamber and Leadership, they produce a video show about real estate, but with a lifestyle theme, The American Dream. It airs on YouTube, HGTV, Roku, and a few others. And they are featuring KEB on an upcoming segment about homes on the Esplanade. So I'm really excited about that one. And then also, KEB, and we'll have more on this later, we're working on public art at Avenue I because there's a John Parsons public art fund, and $100,000 has been allocated to the Esplanade. So I'll give you more information on that. Then let's see, what else do I have? About a half a minute or... Okay. Next, my guest next month will be Mama Sue Taylor. She's a prior Catholic school principal who opened a dispensary in Berkeley with a focus on seniors. She was featured along with Dr. Sante Gupta on Anderson Cooper's program on CNN, The Last Word, A Senior Moment. And she has her own podcast, Plant Over Pills. And on a personal note, Sue and I love to go dancing. It's so good for our bodies and minds, and it keeps us young. So once again, I just want to thank you so much for listening to the show and being one of those 115,000 people who have viewed it. Please, if you have questions you want answered or a topic you would like me to contact, you know, to discuss and bring people in, let me know. It's joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. So until next month, to health, happiness, hot sex, and living your best life.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.